Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having Joyce Weiss back on the show. Joyce is the founder of Joyce Weiss Training and Development. She's the author of a couple of outstanding books, Full Speed Ahead and Take the Ride of Your Life, and she's one of the people we turn to when we want to get better. Joyce Weiss, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, sir.
It's good to have you back.
It's always good to come back. It's better than having my oatmeal in the morning.
Hey, Joyce, one of the things we've talked a lot about over the last several years, actually, but especially the last 2 or 3 years, and that is the whole idea of all the different ways that your customers want and expect you to connect with them.
Sure.
And, you know, I began making my living back when my technology was a ballpoint pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter and a whole lot of carbon paper. And I'm a lot older than you are, but so I remember those days. And so in those days, you know, you'd call people, you'd write them a letter, or you'd go see them. Those were your three ways of connecting with people. Now we have a broad range of connecting with and communicating with folks, and that's really become kind of frustrating for a lot of small businesses, hasn't it?
It has, and it was for me until I found some people that are already, you know, having blogs and doing great things at social networking, and I asked them to please hold my hand and teach me.
You know,
sometimes it was for free if they were friends, and then I went out and I found coaches in the area that were not expensive, and just to teach me exactly how to set up, for example, the blog. My blog is about 6 months old, and I had someone set it up for me, but he showed me how to do it. So you go to WordPress.com is one place. And let me tell you, Jim, I'm connecting with customers like I never thought I'd be connecting.
Really? For you and the people you want to reach, the blog is the way. Now, one thing I want you to come back to that in a second, but one thing I want to point out, folks, what's good for Joyce may be good for you. It may be another angle. It may be another variation on this theme. But the most important thing is that you found something that works. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. I found something that works, and you said it right for me. But the thing is, I had to adjust it. What kind of posts would my clients like? So, for example, the last article or post that I wrote was called, "Do you see a successful team or do you see bullying in the workplace?" Well, I'm hearing my clients tell me that they're seeing more and more bullying in the workplace, and their teams
more and more
are
what?
Calling it bullying, like bullies.
Oh, bullying. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, sorry, I was saying it.
Sorry.
I'm so glad you asked.
Bullying. Who's doing the bullying?
Many times it's just people with strong personalities who are taking advantage of the ones that are a little quieter and never raise their hands at meetings.
Ah.
They bulldoze them, and that's why it's important for me to put this on my blog, because that's what I talk about. I mean, that's what I work with. I help teams, you know, open up and work and deal with conflict.
So you've been able to get people. So how did you get people to find your blog?
This is still new for me. But
6 months is pretty young,
Well, 6 months really is, but every time I go to a networking, whether it's a chamber or a convention visitors bureau, and instead of just saying, "Here's my card," I will say, "Here's my card. Please go to my blog post. If I see you put a comment, not only will I respond to you, but I'll also send you a special article." And that got people involved, especially for the listeners right now who are saying, I don't even know what a blog is, or I know what a blog is, but I've never done this, it's very easy. You just go to a blog, you find a comment that you want to speak about or contact the person.
Something
about
you have an opinion about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then that's one way. The other way, of course, whether you tell your friends, it may sound really silly, but tell your friends, because your friends don't really know what you do. Even though you think they do, they really don't. And with your friends, you've got new contacts. All of a sudden, they're going to say, "Hey, I forgot that you did this." And you're
the thing about it is, even if you have a website, websites are not. And I wrote about this last mm-hmm. week, and talked about it, Joyce. And even the websites are great, and we all need to have a website. But websites are not easy to update. Websites don't really have community building characteristics.
Exactly.
And blogs and other social media platforms do.
Yes.
And that's the difference between talking to customers and connecting with them.
Yes, and even to go deeper than what we were talking about before, how about if your listeners say something great about one of their customer experiences? For example, when I just spoke at a convention and visitors bureau in Lansing, Michigan, I took some photos on my flip video of the people that mm-hmm. were there, mm-hmm. Some with me, some not with me. I took an actual video of some of the same people. Not only did I put those on my blog post.
Oh, you've gotten good at this, haven't you?
Oh, that'll be the next one. Wait till I tell you about the videos I'm creating. But I then said all these great things about the meeting and about the client, the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I called them up and I said, look at their post. Not only did they feel fantastic about it, they put that blog post on their site
mm-hmm.
that has thousands of people. So listeners, listen to Jim and I, and it can go, maybe it won't go viral, you're going to get thousands and thousands, but...
Well, viral is a subjective term. I mean, if you've got a little shop on Main Street small business, maybe viral means 100 people need to see it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And to me, the numbers aren't important.
That's exactly right. My one person's viral is another person's... epidemic. Who knows? Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. We're going to talk some more about connecting with customers in ways that maybe you hadn't thought about after these messages. Joyce Weiss is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.